What's up, guys? This is Alex Quinn. I'm a Forbes accredited marketer and global keynote speaker. And this is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast on Revolver Podcasts. We are a self-development and entrepreneurship community for go-getters to organize their life and business. Get ready to gain knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders and be one step closer to becoming the ultimate entrepreneur. This episode is brought to you guys by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an all-in-one business management platform made for the modern entrepreneur. Manage your invoices, contracts, and payments all in one platform. Go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex to get 50% off. What's up, guys? This is Alex Quinn. Once again, we are in the Hamptons at the Glass Mansion. This time I have a very, very exciting guest, Jose Aristimuño. My brother, I've heard a lot about you in the last 24 hours. Brian Breach has actually been on this podcast two times already.
Love it.
He told me he was working with you. I think that my audience could benefit a lot from hearing from your story and what you do because it relates directly towards expanding on your personal brand, expanding on your business, which is something that most of the people that listen to this podcast are doing. So with that being said, brother, introduce yourself. Tell me a little bit about what you do and let's dive right in.
I love it, man. Alex, thank you so much for having me, man. I appreciate you and I appreciate all your listeners. And Brian's a good friend. He's a client. He's killing the game. What I like to call him, I call Brian Breach the viral king, man. Everything he touches goes viral.
El tiene el don de Midas.
Es así. Totalmente correcto.
Midas touch.
That's exactly right. Look, I'll be brief on my story because I want to sort of, you know, dive in and give value to your audience. But Jose Aristimuño, I'm an immigrant from Venezuela. So, okay. You know, we're neighbors. I know that you're Colombian. 31 years old, been doing PR and branding for the last 10 years of my life. Worked for a guy that you might know, President Barack Obama. Worked at the White House, did marketing and PR for the president.
Not too bad, huh?
Not too bad, you know. I like the guy.
Well, congratulations. Hey. Your family must be very proud, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And look, it's you know, it's not about me, but it's about Latinos and sort of like how do we portray ourselves, right? And not just the gangsters and the mates and all that, which is nothing wrong with that, but we're a lot better than that. So I think that's sort of the that's my pride, right? So not really about me, but just laying a path forward for others to follow through. So originally from Venezuela, I've been doing. So after working for Barack Obama, I started my own company, Now Strategies. I've been an entrepreneur for the last almost 3 years of my life. We have over 50 clients all across the country, all across the world, Latin America and the United States. We work with real estate agents, lawyers, politicians, any small business owners that has a story to tell. We want to be the agency that tells it. You know, I want to say that one of the most important things, and I want to say, you know, one of the most important challenges, rather, for people when they're telling their story is that, number one, they don't think they have a story. And number two is if they think they have a story, they look at it from the whole different angle. So what we want to do is there's a whole sort of like self-reflecting and sort of journaling that you have to go through before you get ready to tell your story to the world.
It's true, man. It's true. And I've dealt with it myself. Yeah. I've been in the industry and entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. My family has been doing it for a while. Univision, Telemundo, all these things. I've always been in the mix.
Yeah.
And brother, it's all about the power of relationships. Yep. You know this. You are a PR master. The only way to expand in your business is through the power of relationships.
100%.
Which is something that people these days don't concentrate too much on because they want instant gratification. So if I meet you right now and I didn't immediately get what I expected you to give me, the communication is done. And it doesn't work that way.
Right.
Everything specifically with your business is the power of follow-up, communication, bringing value to people. And that's something that these days a lot of people are lacking. So what would you say would be the one big key advice that you would give to an up-and-coming entrepreneur? Because look, I'll tell you what. The previous podcast episode with Brian Breach, we talked about switching from having a job to being your own boss.
Sure.
You were working for the White House. You were working for Barack Obama. You were working for a bunch of people. And you were doing great. But it's a very big change to go and start your own business, man.
100%. Because you are now the accountant. You're now the
so many hats.
So many hats. You know, the humane guy. I mean, you're the CEO. You're the vice president. So there's a sense of multitasking that you have to appreciate and understand. There's a sense of patience that you have to understand because the paychecks will not come every 2 weeks or will not come on a monthly basis. At least at the beginning, right? I think that's one of the most important things that you have to understand. You have to hustle, right? You have to hustle and just grind day in and day out. you will get sort of the rewards at the end, but if you focus on the money at the beginning, you're gonna lose.
Are you getting started as an entrepreneur? If you want to share your story or connect directly with us, shoot us a text or simply go to my Instagram, Alex Quinn with one N, and press the contact button on the profile and click text. Honestly, money is extremely important. And even at the beginning and even at the end, like the money's like what people don't understand is that it's like the more you chase the money, the more it runs away from you. Right?
That's exactly right.
You have to chase to be the baddest motherfucker in your industry. You have to be the best one, because the second you reach that status, it's like a magnet. It's like a vortex.
I agree with that.
And the money comes towards you. Mm-hmm. And people start off backwards.
And the way I see it is this. When it comes to PR, you have to be unique, number one. You have to build credibility, and then you have to build authority. So most people have the first two, right? So unique, they have a story. They went from broke to riches. They came from divorced parents, something, right? Everyone has a story. I truly, truly believe that we all were put in this world to get something done and create impact. So everyone has a unique story, number one. Then the second one is building the credibility, right? So having clients, having the testimonials, being very good at what you do. A good percentage of people have that one. But the last one that they don't have is the authority, right? So that's when we come in and we sort of help you get the missing piece. And the authority is what you were saying, right? Like, how do you get featured in these big publications, Forbes, Entrepreneur, CBS, Fox News, what have you? And that one is a little bit hard. That one is not easy. Most people can't do it, right? So if I get in an audience and I say, raise your hand if you have an Instagram account, everyone in an audience is going to raise their hand, right? Raise your hand if you have a Facebook account, everyone's going to raise your hand. But if I say, raise your hand if you've been featured on any major TV or publication, most hands go down.
Yeah.
Right? So that's where you're losing. That's where you're not building the authority within your niche. It's not so much about... It's not about creating leads by being on Fox News, but it's by saying that
establishing authority.
And establishing authority, saying most people don't have that. Gary Vee has it, Grant Cardone has it, you know, like other folks have it. A majority of them do not have the TV, the radio, the podcast type of authority. So that's where we come in. We want to build that authority so you can win in every game that you do.
Alrighty, hustlers, let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn. All right, guys. So let's talk about tools that are actually going to help you build your business. Tools that I'm using right now. One of them is HoneyBook. Are you starting a new business? Do you have multiple clients? HoneyBook provides everything you need to manage your business efficiently. Whether you're an entrepreneur, photographer, consultant, or designer, HoneyBook is an all-in-one business management platform. It lets you streamline your business, look professional with clients, and get paid fast. Combine your invoices, contracts, and payments all in one platform. You can access HoneyBook on desktop or on the mobile app. Go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex to get 50% off.
Jason Stone here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
It's hard to find somebody with a firm and the proper reputation to be able to carry out those things. And it's good that you have that, man. You have the track record. You know, you're working and you're not afraid to work with young people. Like Simon was just on the podcast. Simon's 19 years old.
It's amazing,
bro.
Man. It's amazing.
Vova is in there. He's 17. Prince Ali, the magician, is in there. He's graduated from school 2 weeks ago.
Crazy, man.
And it says a lot about you as an entrepreneur that you could come and pay attention to the youth and make money with the youth. That's very admirable. And that's the type of person I want to be. And that's the whole reason I'm doing this, because, you know, that sitting here, flying out here, there's no motive to make money out of this. It's just simply to expand the network and seeing what opportunity could come from that. We all have our businesses, we all have our stuff going on, but being actively engaged with the community, helping the youth, and actually educating your youth to be on the proper path to do right, good business is the future of the world.
100%. And I agree with that, Alex. I mean, I think part of it is this, man. There's this notion, and society will tell you, the youth have to learn from the old, right? And the old are always sort of the teachers. That's just not the way the world
everybody
works
teaches
anymore.
You.
Everybody teaches you everything and anything, right? So, yeah, we're still going to learn something from our parents and people who are older than us, but... You know, the elderly are going to learn from people who are younger, right? Like, I'm learning a shit ton, right? From Simon, from everybody, from you, and vice versa. I think part of it is this, man. This world is still fairly new. I think there is an opportunity. There are no rules in this game. And this is why I love entrepreneurship, because there is no sort of like, if you're a lawyer, right, you have this sort of set of like premises that you have to follow and principles. If you work in the government, I can tell you from experience that there's a lot of premises that you have to follow. I always say, you know, I loved working for the president, and I love working in government. It taught me so much. Don't know if I'll do it again. Maybe I will if the right candidate sort of comes into place. But I've now, in the last 3 years of my life, I've been in a different space where, like, I get to come to these places, man. I get to hang out with you guys, be in the Hamptons. I'm like, yeah, like, whatever, man. Like, the money will come. But, like, I'm not here to, like, sell anyone anything. I am literally here because one of those kids reminds me of little Jose, you know, when he was 15 years old.
Be who you needed when you were younger.
100%. So, like, if I can change one person in this room, in this mansion, in this city, today I've done my job and I can go back to Washington pretty happy.
That's good, man. That's really, really good. Well, listen, Jose, I know you have a ton of people inside that mansion waiting for you right now. You got a keynote coming up. We're very excited that you're getting on the podcast. We would love to stay in touch with you. Our community is mainly based in Miami, so the doors
are Boca. I'm from Boca. So, you know, I'm not too far. I live in Washington, D.C., but I'm originally from Venezuela. I grew up in Boca Raton. So
I love
big
Washington.
Big fan of Miami, big fan of Florida.
You can catch me partying on U Street every time I go to D.C. And if you want to catch Jose, go ahead and give him your social media or any plug you want to put in there. These people are going to be wanting extra value. And I know that you're going to be somebody they're going to be able to reach out to. And you'll point them in the right direction. So let them know what's up.
100%, man. At Jose Aristimuno. And I'll spell that for you because that's a little tongue twister.
It's a little tough.
So it's JOSEARISTIMUNO at Jose Aristimuno, Instagram, Facebook. Anywhere you want to find me, that's where I'm at.
And guys, if you couldn't spell it out, look on the show notes. Look in my IG. I'm going to be tagging him. Thank you so much, Jose. It was a pleasure to have you. This is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast, live from the Hamptons. This is Alex Quinn speaking. Thank you, guys. I want to give a quick shout out to HoneyBook for making this episode possible. HoneyBook helps you streamline your business process from inquiry to booking to project completion. I've simplified my client booking process through HoneyBook's automated emailing system. My clients get their proposal, contract, and payment request all in one email sequence, even if they don't have a HoneyBook account. With HoneyBook, clients get automatic payment reminders and all payments get deposited right into my bank account. It makes bookkeeping so much easier. You can even integrate it with QuickBooks. So go to honeybook.com and get 50% off when you use promo code Alex. Let's recap this episode. So far, we've talked about not chasing money because it's going to keep running away from you. We talked about building your skills to be the best at what you do and having a unique story and building credibility. You could do so by talking to your clients and getting testimonials. You also need to establish authority by getting featured on press outlets for the things that you have done so far in your career or business. And we also talked about learning from others. Anybody can teach you something no matter how old they are. Thank you guys so, so much for taking the time to tune in. I'd really appreciate it if you guys could share with someone, review, or even subscribe to the podcast. If you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Or you could follow me on my personal, Alex Quinn with one N. This is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn.